living my life through Christ, and I battle every day because my husband's not saved. I just thank God for everything that he's given me. You know, I am trying to raise my kids knowing Christ, and, you know, it's hard with my husband not being saved, but I wake up every day and ask God to give me another chance to get it right, and I just pray and hope that one day my husband will see things through God's eyes.
Hey, listen, my friend, it ain't over until it's over, right? We keep praying, we keep trusting, nobody's too far gone. Today, the stories of people coming to Christ. What was it that finally led you to Christ? Broke that back of your own self-will that said, hey, I'm rejecting, and finally came to Christ. For some, it may be sitting in a Sunday school class with a Christian family. For others, it may have been you on the street, you rejected God, and later in your life, you had a radical transformation. What was it that really led you to finally come to Christ, or that one that you love to finally come to Christ? We want to hear your stories today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living Live. The phone number is 888-888-1717. And we want to welcome all of our Facebook friends who are joining us as well, live on Facebook from around the world. Love to have you join in. Gino's here. He's going to be watching your comments coming in, and we'll try to get some of your stories, if you can make them brief online so we can read them. We'd be happy to do that as well on Facebook. Welcome to our Intentional Living studio. So again, if you want to talk on the air, or you can call if you're listening on Facebook, talk as well, 888-888-1717. There's nothing that we do at Intentional Living, nothing, that's more important than this message. Listen, I believe this because I've seen it. I've been around long enough to know that intentional living can change your life. You want to get out of debt? Be intentional. You want to have better health? Be intentional. Right, Amy? Amy's in there. She runs marathons all over, I mean, 25 different states now, because she made a decision she wanted to get healthier, and she's done that. You can get healthier. You can have better finances. You can do these things, and they work. Intentional living works for everyone. But this today, when we talk about transformation spiritually, that's a God thing. God does this work in our life. Our part of being intentional is submitting and accepting him into our life. So how did you finally come to Christ? The phone line is open, 888-888-1717. And Sarah from Arizona called with her story about something that made a difference in her life. And she refers to intentional love. Take a listen.
When I was 21 years old, I walked in the doors of a church. And just 2 weeks after I started going there, I attempted suicide. They had no idea just how broken I was, but they intentionally loved on me, and especially two families in particular that mentored me and loved me and modeled the love of Christ, invited me to their homes and their families. And you have to understand, you know, I was a manipulative little liar. I was just desperate for love and broken in so many ways and diagnosed with everything in the book. But now after 20 years, the Lord has done a miracle in my life. I just graduated with my master's degree in social work, and I'm excited to be able to look for work where I can share the love of Jesus with other broken people. Those two families came for my graduation, and, you know, it's like starting all over again. I'm 42, so 21 years later, here I am, and start a new beginning in Christ. I really appreciate your show. It's so important to be intentional about loving people who aren't very lovable, because I really wasn't very lovable. And it was a long time. You know, it didn't happen overnight. God transformed me, and he's still working on me.
Amen, Sarah. Listen, people ask, is it real? Is this thing about a God I cannot see? You talk about being saved. You talk about being reborn, being transformed. What in the world does that mean? And what's the evidence of it? Because we do. We submit to a God that we cannot see. And I think part of the evidence is what you're going to hear today. This is the evidence of changed lives. That's what we're hearing. What finally brought you to faith in Christ, and what difference has it made? 888-888-1717. We have a friend of the ministry, Trish Porter Topmiller. She was a U.S. Olympian, a longtime friend of Intentional Living, a supporter, and very creative, and has a family that is reaching people for Christ. And she prayed for her daddy for many, many years to come to faith in Christ. And that faith was tested. And we have a story. She shared her story with Rob who's our senior producer here. And I thought, hey, let's share some of that story with you, and we'll tell you how you can listen to the whole thing elsewhere. But take a listen as Rob talks to Trish about how she prayed for and really loved on her dad spiritually.
Trish, your book, King Here, is about the fact that nobody's ever too far gone from the reach of Christ. And yet, if anybody was, quote, too far gone, it was your father. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he was. I never thought he was. I thought it was impossible. And the Bible talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And that is what I felt about my dad. My dad was rich. You know, he put his trust and worth in his money, his self-esteem in his money. He had no need for God.
Your once powerful father had a series of events that robbed him of power. Tell us about that.
So lots of people make money so they can have things. My dad didn't care about things, really. He just liked the challenge and the thrill of making money. But through a series of events and through a series of people, which started with him losing 97% of his money and then losing his health, he became addicted to OxyContin. At 81, he developed breast cancer, and his mother had died of breast cancer. He felt helpless. He felt like he had no purpose. He felt like he couldn't impact others. He didn't have any hope.
Wow. There's more to that story, by the way. And Rob continued to talk with Trish. If you just joined us, she was a U.S. Olympian and a listener of Intentional Living, a supporter. And the entire story was recorded, and you can hear it at our program highlights page when you go to theintentionallife.com today. It's all there for you. You can join me on the air live, Facebook. You can leave your story or call me as well, 888-888-1717. Question's real simple today. How did you finally come to Christ and faith in Christ? You think, well, I don't have a dramatic story. Some of you are a Sunday school class growing up in a Christian home, and one day God just spoke to you and you gave your life to Christ. Sometimes those of us who, that's really the path we've been down. We were in a family that supported biblical things. We were taught biblical truth, came to Christ early on. We think we got to have some dramatic story. Some of you do have a dramatic story, but I'm going to tell you, every story is dramatic. Every transformation is dramatic. No one is too far gone, because ultimately God's intention for all of us, the scripture says, he loves us, he cares for us, and he wants us to come to him. And the stories, boy, they don't get any better than that. 888-888-1717. We'll be right back. Got more calls and more of Trish, more of your calls as well in a couple minutes.
Because life happens 24/7, we've made intentional living available for you 24/7. Whenever and wherever, as long as you can get online, you can go to theintentionallife.com. At the top of our webpage, you'll see those little icons for YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pinterest. You can also hear full-length programs just like this one on demand. Or you can download the app so that everything I'm talking about will be right there in your smartphone. All of this waiting for you right now for free at theintentionallife.com.
How do you let go of stuff? I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. This is a difficult thing to do for many of us. You know, there are nearly 4 storage locker facilities for every McDonald's restaurant in the United States. That's nearly 50,000 storage locker sites in America. And if each had 200 individual lockers, that's 10 million locker units in America, not to mention garages, basements, and sheds. Lots of stuff being stored for, well, we don't know why, but it's being stored. Can I encourage each of us, as we think of simplifying our lives intentionally, to have 3 piles? One pile are the things that are essential, the things that we need to keep, things that are part of our life. Number 2, what's nice but not essential. And number 3, what is cluttering my life and needs to go? The message here is be intentional and simplify.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, the Intentional Living Minutes on Facebook as well as on the radio, it will be sent automatically to your news feed on video every day, Monday through Friday, by just going to our Facebook page, liking the page, and there you go. So go to facebook.com/intentionalliving, and you can find us there. Like us, and it'll come to your news feed every day. You know, we're here at the end of the month. This is it. Last call. Not only at the end of the month, but it's also the end of our fiscal year. And one of the things we do is just try to be as transparent as we are. And I looked this morning. Let me tell you exactly where we are at this moment. We've trusted God every day through this year. He's been so faithful. We're down to literally the 11th hour and 59th minute, basically, of our fiscal year. And we have right now, to reach the need that we have expressed and prayed for this year, we're just $33,800 away. Now, maybe that's not something you can take care of by yourself, but many people, you could take care of it today, and that'd be a great blessing. I just want to throw it out there. We have a very special gift. It's the Finish Strong print, beautiful 16x20 watercolor print done by my wife, Donna, in our Art That Speaks to You ministry, and the 10 principles that I call Finishing Strong upon that print. It's for you. Get it framed. It's our gift to you. And my wife has autographed these as a way of saying thanks as well. Just do what you can. We just ask you to be as generous to help us close this day and this month and this year today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button or call during the West Coast business hours so we can get the credit for this day as well. Just call 888-888-1717 and press number 4 to talk to our staff. Today, number one topic, huge, coming to Christ. How did you finally come to faith in Christ? You can join us, 888-888-1717. Charles, in Michigan, it says here you hit the bottom, and sometimes that happens. You have to do that. What happened at the bottom, and what, you know, how did God come to you at that moment in your life?
I hit bottom. I was in jail. I've been suffering with addictions for all the way until I was 45 years old. Mm. When I finally came to Christ, I was raised with Christ and God, but I always felt like God was way up here and he was looking down at me. When I finally came to Christ was when I realized that God isn't way up here looking down at me, that he really wanted to be in my heart.
Boy, I hear the tenderness. So you grew up with the idea that God was far away, and he was some distant God for other people, maybe not for me.
Yes, I did, yeah. And that I could never live up to him.
How real is God in your life today?
God is all my life, 100%. I have 10 years clean and sober. I'm a big part of my church. I'm in the men's ministry. I'm in all kinds of ministry. God is every second of me and my wife's life now in my family.
Mm. We talk about intentional living. One of the things I believe, Charles, and I've seen this, nothing good starts to happen in our life until we declare that something has to change. And there was a point that you must have, you know, you remember the moment, the day when you said, enough of this, and I declare my intention to be a follower of Christ?
Yes. The day that I finally had enough it was another day that I would have probably did something. I was looking at probably hurting myself. I was supposed to be there for my boys. They were even close in town and I had been so messed up the whole night and the whole week and the whole month before that I couldn't even make it to see my boys. And that day I realized, I can't do this anymore. And I turned myself into a rehab. And one of the counselors there, the way that it really hit me that God isn't way up there, one day he asked me, what do you think prayer is? And I told him, well, you know, it's when you ask for something. And he goes, no, Chuck, you got this wrong. He goes, prayer is like if you have a new friend and you want to get to know him, prayer is just talking to him and getting to know him. And that is when it finally hit home that God could come down to me, and that was my transforming moment right there.
Amen. That's powerful. Hey, listen, there's a story. It's real. It's transformational. Hard for me to imagine that there's not something real here happening. When someone who hit the bottom in jail, life kind of on the rocks, and he says enough, gives his life to Christ. Is that just psychological? I know some listening thinking that's a psychological thing. I've been around long enough to see people whose lives have been transformed. There's something going on, and we know, of course, what the Scripture teaches, it's a God thing. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you sharing your story. Let's go You're welcome to join us at 888-888-1717. Mark did. Tough situation. Came to Christ. Mark, tell us about it. What happened?
Dr. Randy, I did not know that God could make himself that real, that plain. I had an encounter with God some 17 years ago. I'm a social worker, and I'm just down the street from you. I'm here on one of the Indian reservations in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really from here. I'm from Arizona, but I came here on a track scholarship 35 years ago and run at Central Arizona in Casa Grande, Coolidge, and then went to Arizona State. But later in life, I became a social worker and worked for one of the Indian community here in Arizona. And when the work got so hard, I walk off the job and tell my wife I will never go back.
Hmm.
Well, I walk off the job that Monday. Well, that Friday into Saturday morning, Dr. Randy, I got picked up out of the couch. I can't explain it. All I can do is tell you what happened to me, and it's real. Hmm. I had an out-of-body experience that God put me down in front of the microwave in the kitchen, and he spoke to me just like I'm speaking to you, and he says, look at the date. Remember the time. Your life will never be the same. You have done too many good for too many people to go to hell. And Dr. Randy, he hung out with me for a while before he let me go. He even told me that I should have been dead in June of 1990, but he said, I kept you because you have work to do for me.
Oh.
So, Dr. Randy, I have one of these mind-boggling experiences, like Saul on the Damascus Road. Now that, you know, I'm a mature Christian in the sense that I've been walking with God for the past 17 years. Dr. Randy, I'm still here doing what I'm doing for God, because even after that encounter, he ordered me back. Oh, yeah. He ordered me back. It was like he was looking in my eyes, and he said to me three times, he says, don't you ever disobey me. I am ordering you to go back to Gila River Indian community and care for my kids. Dr. Randy, and that's where it started for me. And the Shekinah glory, the presence of God just start moving in my life. I'm still here 27 years doing what I'm doing to glorify him, but
hey, listen, Mark, I'll tell you something. Here's a fact. God moves in mysterious ways. He moves in ways that we don't understand. I've never had any experience like that. God's never moved in my life like that. I mean, he touches people in different ways. We see that in Scripture. And so are you ready to receive what God has in terms of touching your life? And wherever you are today, I think the message is either God is real, either this is real, what we're talking about, or we're all really off base here, big time, all over the planet, thousands and millions of people. But we hear the stories. What's yours? You know, how did you finally come to Christ? What was it that brought you to Christ? What difference has it made? I'd love to hear someone who says, hey, you know, it was a Sunday morning in Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher shared the story, and I gave my life to Christ. What's your story? What difference has it made in your life? 888-888-1717 is the number. If you're on Facebook, you can post your story. If you can make it like a paragraph, I'd like to read it on the air. Or you can call me, and we'll try to get you on the radio here as well. 888-888-1717. Back in 2 minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
One of the things I've seen as a counselor working with people over the years, I've seen this when people in their lives, when they fall into sin, they start hanging around with other people who are in the same sin. And they start to get reinforced with that same message, and they start blocking off people who want to speak into their lives, who can help them and love them. This is human nature. When we make a decision or we take a position, then we need to defend it. And when we defend it, we bring people around us who will help reinforce what we believe, even when it's wrong. You know, that's very true. That's an excerpt, by the way, from the teaching this month for members on Aha Moments can change your life. And for members, you know, it's been sent to you. You should have it by now. I hope you're enjoying it, sharing it with others. And you can begin receiving my coaching CDs every month. All you have to do is join as a monthly member. Go to theintentionallife.com. And again, we're right here at the 11th hour. We wrap up our fiscal year here on June 30th. And as I mentioned earlier, I looked at the report. We're so close. We're $33,800 away. I thought I'd just share the number with you. Wow, I can't take care of that much. But what could you do? There's someone maybe you could share a very generous gift, a 13th month gift, or whatever God lays on your heart, no matter what the size. Just help us close this fiscal year strong. And we have this print ready to go. It's a beautiful 16 by 20 watercolor print signed by my wife, Donna, with these 10 principles of finishing strong. Our gift to you to say thanks for your gift. Ask for it when you go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And click on the donate button or call during the West Coast business hours. We can get you in yet on today at 888-1717 and press number 4. You know, we talked to Trish Porter Top Miller, who was a U.S. Olympian and a longtime friend of Intentional Living. And she was telling her story about praying for her father, the difference it's made. By the way, the whole story is available online. I'll tell you how you can get it. But I want to share another clip of this portion of the interview that Rob had with Trish.
Trish, you are hoping and praying for years that your father will finally come to faith in Christ. And then you get the news. It's not the news that your father has come to Christ.
Yeah, wow. So in 2012, my 11-year-old daughter Shannon and I were driving home from Colorado Springs. Shannon's a figure skater. And the next day was the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. And as a 1988 Olympian, I often do media on that day. And so I had a couple TV interviews scheduled, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from Channel 13 TV. And then over the phone, I hear a lady say, "Can you please confirm that your husband's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona?" I didn't know what to say. Right then and there, my whole world changed. So all of a sudden, half my family was gone. My husband, Pat, of 20 years, he was a 1984 and 1988 Olympian. We had met at the Olympics. So I used to call him my gold medal, and then my children after that, both Connor and Shannon, were my gold medals, and they were our laughter. And so for me, my whole world changed.
Dr. Randy talks about the importance of declaring your intention. It's literally step one in the intentional living process. And when you lost your husband and your son, you declared your intention. Tell us about that.
Yes, I did it literally almost daily with everybody who I spoke with. I said, "I trust you, Lord," and I had my one hand up in the air, and then my other hand, as life goes crazy and is not what you thought it would be, and your life is in turmoil, I bring my right hand up to my left hand in prayer, up to God, and I say, "I trust you, God."
Thank you, Trish. That's Trish Porter Topmiller. She's a U.S. Olympian, intentional living listener, sharing her story of her life and her father's life. We only share a little bit of it on the air, but the entire interview with Rob and Trish is available at our highlights page when you go to theintentionallife.com. You know, Facebook, those of you joining us live on Facebook today are posting some of your stories. Kristen, for instance, she said, "In 2011, I was at work and we were talking about God. And the other girl, apparently, that she's working with said, 'We don't believe in those fairy tales.'" Right, Kristen? You ever had that? You ever had someone kind of approach and say, "We don't believe that, do we?" And you're kind of forced to say, "What do you believe?" You're being asked that kind of question. She goes on to say, "I said, nope." The other girl who was a Christian didn't say much. But she played Christian music throughout the night. And so I started to look for a Christian radio station. Here's what's interesting. She said, "I found Family Life Radio, and God began working in my life." why we believe in the power of Christian radio. As Christian musicians and speakers, as we work together and just saying, hey, this is what God's doing in our life. This is the difference it's making. That's powerful. It really is. So thank you, Kristen. We got others coming in we'll try to get to as well. Phone line's going to remain open because we're going to stay here in the studio and continue to record for a later program. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717. I do want to say this. You know, today we've been talking about waiting on loved ones to put their faith in Christ. And I want you to know that when you become a monthly supporter, those of you who've been helping us close out this year, I just want to say, hey, listen, you make moments like this possible. Take a listen.
I just cannot reach God. So I don't know.
Well,
I need something out.
Well, Louise, listen, I'm glad you're listening. You know, the scripture is very clear. God doesn't hide. Have you ever given your life to him, Louise? You ever gotten to a place where you said, God, I know your will and I want you in my life? Have you ever done that?
No.
Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.
If you're ready and you want to give your life to Christ, I can't think of a better time than right here with everybody who's going to be praying with you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray together. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I give my life to you.
Today I give my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Come into my life.
Into my life.
Make me a new creation in you.
I'm a new creation in you.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
And for coming into my life.
Thanks for coming into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
That's it. That's regeneration. Now, here's the deal. Today, maybe you're listening, you don't know Christ. And you say, well, that's all it takes? Well, you know, it's not the magic in the words that we say. We don't have some magical potion or words that you have to say that you to become a Christian. You simply recognize, as the scripture says, you confess that you are lost without him and that you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And as you make that decision, you give your life to Christ, you become a Christian. It's what happens afterward. It's now living intentionally in him, and that's what we're about, helping you see as you bring glory to God and benefit to yourself, that is intentional living. We're going to stay in the studio. We're going to record, as I mentioned, for another program. We got more from Trish. For those of you joining us on Facebook, we're continuing live. You'll hear more of her story and more calls, and you're welcome to join us as well. If you want to talk live or post a story, we'll get to some of those as well. 888-888-1717. Wherever you want to hear the program, wherever you find your podcast, we're there. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.